Message number 1096. My most esteemed bishop will be the subject of a terrible miscarriage of justice. Thursday, April 10, 2014 at 17:22. My dearly beloved daughter, how my heart is breaking because of the plight of my sacred servants and the difficult trials which they will have to face because of my enemies. My most esteemed bishop will be the subject of a terrible miscarriage of justice. Then when he has been demonized, many of my sacred servants will be taken to task should they dare to utter grievances against the new laws which are not of me and which they will have to witness being introduced into my churches. Many sacred servants will disappear and be imprisoned against their will. Others who will have fled the enemy will be hunted down, and so they will need to plan for those days ahead very carefully. It will not be long afterwards that the portrait of the Antichrist will hang on every altar, while every trace of my face, my cross, the saints and the sacraments will disappear without a trace. This dictatorship will be like those which you have witnessed before in nations where people are trampled upon. The worshippers in this the new world religion will be expected to bow before the image of the Antichrist. These worshippers will bless themselves in front of this abomination, but it will not be the sign of the cross they will make, it will be by way of a hand signal. All those who bow to the beast will become his slave, and they will turn on those who refuse to idolize him. They will betray even members in their own families and hand them over for punishment. Such will be the power the beast will exert over them. I will bequeath to each of you, and especially my sacred servants, a form of protection against the power of the beast, and I will instruct you every step of the way along this harrowing path. I will send you brave servants of mine, loyal bishops, priests, and other sacred servants, all of me, who will continue to serve me. They will be blessed with gifts which will help you to remain in me and for me, so that you will be able to endure this oppression until the day I come to salvage my people and take them into my kingdom. Do not fear these times, as they will not be difficult if you accept my hand of mercy and learn to trust in me completely. I bless you today in the name of my Father, and I bequeath to each of you my strength, courage, and resilience, for you will need these if you are to remain true Christians, loyal to my holy word. Your Jesus.